It's 8:50 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in studio is the director of Northfield History Collaborative. It's Stephanie Hess. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Did I get that title right?
I'm technically project coordinator. You could call me director.
That's fine. I don't know if we just gave you a promotion or what. Maybe a raise will come with it.
Who knows? New year, new me.
You have been busy at work for a new portion, a new project with the Northfield History Collaborative, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. It's about World War One, but let's talk about the History Collaborative. Tell us, for those unfamiliar with this resource that Northfield has, explain what it is and how it came about.
Sure. The Northfield History Collaborative is basically an online library of materials from our community partners that have been scanned or photographed and then put online so people can find them, search for them, and we have 16 different partners from the community. So our partners include Carleton College and St. Olaf College and also the Northfield Historical Society, but also townships, businesses, the Rice County Historical Society. So our scope is even wider than just Northfield proper. So we like to say it's a Northfield area history collaborative because we're going out into Bridgewater and Dundas and other places in Rice County.
Yeah, and there's so many, as you mentioned, 16 partners, and KYMN is one of those partners, St. Olaf and Carleton have their own archives. And those archives are probably available to some people, but they're not as available, as easy to get to as the Northfield Historical Society. You can't just walk downtown.
Right.
But it's nice having all that information in one spot, because I'm sure Carleton and St. Olaf and everybody else likes to keep their own archives.
Yes. And the beauty of the History Collaborative is we have this, what we call metadata, which is basically descriptions of all the items that are on there. So we have basically tags or name identifications of people. So you could just type in our search bar for Division Street, and then you would see anything that had to do with Division Street from all 16 of the partners all congregated together in one search.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes things a lot easier and really ties up a lot of, I guess, say loose ends, but things from different places all in one spot. It's nice having them there. Let's talk about World War One. We're at the 100th anniversary of that. The Historical Society has done some exhibits with that. And you have been very busy chronicling that yourself for the Northfield History Collaborative. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yes. Over the past year, I've been going out to our partners in the community and finding anything that they had in their collections from roughly the period 1915 and 1920 that basically explained what life was like for people either who were here in Northfield during the war or who shipped out in one way or another in the military with the Red Cross, with YMCA, those sorts of things. So that's what I'm doing.
Did you have any idea, once again, a lot of different sources, it's probably hard to get a number, but how many Northfield and the surrounding area, Rice County people, were involved in World War One?
Well, I mean, it was really a total war. Like, if you think about how short a period of time that United States was in the war, for just, you know, from April 1917 to November 1918 is not a very long time. But in order to actually succeed at the war, we had to sort of jump right in. And so you had people being drafted right away to the military, going off to training camp, enlisting. But then on the other side, you had people increasing their farm production and their food production and learning how to preserve corn and beans and those sorts of things, so and to live without sugar and to live without wheat and meat, so that those sorts of food could go straight to the Allies and to the soldiers. And so it was really like jumping feet first into an icy pool. The Northfield community really had to band together, raise money, and save for the war. So everybody was involved in one way or another.
You know, you have, of course, I am sure you have probably a degree in history, or you have extensive research or experience in history, but did you find out new things about World War One that you hadn't really thought of before? And probably would come more from the home front than the war. We've heard the stories about the war and such, but what did you find out personally that you didn't know?
Well, Actually, one thing that was surprising is that so many of the guys, the soldiers that went there, didn't even really get there till September of 1918. And we know that the war ended in November, but they didn't know. They were over there. They weren't going to go over the top, as it were, mm-hmm. and and then all of a sudden the war was over. And so what amazed me actually was finding a lot of the experiences of the guys that were in Europe, and then they had to wait until the following June or July of 1919 before they even got home. And so we have a number of letters between family members saying, oh, I have nothing to do here, I'd really like to come home, and they couldn't just because all the mobilization that got them over there had to mm-hmm. kind of reverse itself and go all the way back. And so it amazed me that, of course, they weren't going to be leaving right away, even though you think, oh, the war's over, everybody gets to go home, which is not true. Hmm. So, I mean, many of them were there to do the rebuilding and to dig out mines and to rebuild roads and bridges and stuff that had been blown up. But a lot of them were not doing anything.
All right. Once again, we are talking with Stephanie Hess from the Northfield History Collaborative, which is kind of an online collection, kind of a museum, so you don't actually have some of the artifacts can be found at the Historical mm-hmm. Society or the Rice County Historical Society, mm-hmm. but in general, you're pretty much online. Yep. Can you give us some examples of some of the resources and that would be available for somebody who is researching World War One?
Oh, sure. One of the I would say most impressive things that we digitized for this project was called the Record of Soldiers book, and mm-hmm. it's at Rice County Historical Society. You can go see it yourself, but if you'd rather just look at it in the comfort of your own home, it's over 2,000 pages long. Every soldier in Rice County who served is given one two-sided sheet of paper, mm-hmm. and it lists their name, but also offers amazing biographical information. So you have their parents' name, where they were born, what their occupation was, that sort of a thing. And then it goes on to detail their military history. So if you're really interested in who served in what company or in under which general, you could also see that. And then it also has miscellaneous notes. So sometimes it has the name of the ship that they traveled on to Europe. Sometimes it says what awards they might have gotten, what medals they might have gotten, and then it talks about what they did after they returned. And so in just one two-sided sheet, you get a lot of details on these guys. And from A to Z, anyone in Rice County that they could track down is in that book.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that is pretty impressive. You know, if you think of the modern day, all that's you'd have to comb through computer systems, get information like that, but it's probably a little more readily available. Mm-hmm. Boy, if one of those sheets got lost or burnt or spilled on, oof, it's gone.
Well, that's actually kind of what happened with the National Records, because mm-hmm. the National Archives collection, I believe in St. Louis, where all the World War One military was kept, was burned.
Wow.
Yeah.
All that history lost.
So this is kind of it's a great contribution to the historical record because people can now find it anywhere in the world.
And you can go to, once again, for our listeners, just go to Google Northfield History Collaborative, and mm-hmm. it's right there, and all the information is right there. That is just the latest thing. You have a lot of different areas where people can explore and do some research in there as well. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to 2018, is that done now, or do you have a new project you're moving on to? Or?
Well, the new projects we're doing this year are focusing on using the materials that we have. So I'm still mm-hmm. doing some World War One stuff right now. I'm creating basically little curated collections of items from the World War One collection that fit a certain topic, like influenza or the mm-hmm. home front or that sort of a thing. So I'll handpick like 15 different items and then give a little background, have related resources, kind of give it like as a teaching guide, like, okay, here's the raw materials of history. How can I use it? How can I learn from it? That sort of a thing. So that's what I'm doing for this month. And then the grant will officially be over. And then we're hoping to continue doing that over the whole collection over the course of this year. So
you had mentioned how many, you have over 500 items in
World War One.
That is a lot of metadata,
yes.
As you had mentioned before, a lot. Hopefully you have some either volunteers, maybe some interns, perhaps some paid people on there. How does all of that get in there? Who does it?
Well, it's sort of a team effort, like you said. Mm-hmm. I oversee the work and set up the system, but I'm not the only one doing the transcribing. We have a number of volunteers in the community and also student workers.
Mm-hmm.
Over the summer, with this 2,000-page Record of Soldiers book, I realized how long it would take me to transcribe it on my own. And so I advertised with St. Olaf. One of the librarians there sent out my request for volunteers, and St. Olaf students, about 10 of them, volunteered over the summer to transcribe pages for me. And so I could not have done it without them, without the other community volunteers that I had. And it's been a great effort.
Yeah, so, no doubt. Yeah. Spending your summer doing that, I've got other ideas of how I would like to spend my summer when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, but we salute them for doing that. Yeah. All right, Stephanie, is there anything else we should know about Northfield History Collaborative while we have you here?
Well, we've been around since 2007, and we're continuing to grow, so if you're interested in checking us out, go to the website, or you can email me or call me. I'm also at the Northfield Historical Society, so
all right.
Find me there.
All right. Thank you so much for your taking some time and being with us today. We certainly appreciate that.
Thanks
Have
for
a
having
great
me.
2018.
You too.
All right. Stephanie Hess, once again, from the Northfield History Collaborative.